Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Greetings, my sisters and brothers. As we approach the great festival of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1,500 years ago, a bishop preached a sermon, his Easter sermon, and to this day, in Orthodox churches worldwide, the Paschal homily, the Easter sermon of St. John Chrysostom, Golden Throat, is preached to this day, 1,500 years later. And so I cannot think of a better way for us to all be invited into the great mystery of this day of festival and rejoicing than to attend to the proclamation of the gospel by John Chrysostom. But first, another John, the narrator of the fourth gospel, speaks this way of Mary Magdalene on that morning early of the first day of the week, after she had gone to the tomb, and then Simon Peter and the beloved disciple had also come, and then they returned to their homes. The story then continues. So a reading from the Gospel of John. But Mary stood outside the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now St. John Chrysostom continues. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any weary from fasting? Let them now receive their due. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their reward. If any have come after the third hour, let them with gratitude join in the feast. Those who have arrived after the sixth hour, let them not doubt, for they shall not be shortchanged. Those who have tarried until the ninth hour, let them not hesitate, but let them come too. And those who have arrived only at the 11th hour, let them not be afraid by reason of their delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. The Lord gives rest to those who come at the 11th hour, even as to those who toiled from the beginning. To one and all, the Lord gives generously. The Lord accepts the offering of every work. The Lord honors every deed and commends their intention. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Conscientious and lazy, celebrate the day. You who have kept the fast and you who have not, rejoice this day, for the table is bountifully spread. Feast royally, for the calf is fatted. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the banquet of faith. Enjoy the bounty of the Lord's goodness. Let no one grieve being poor, for the universal rain has been revealed. Let no one lament persistent failings, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. The Lord has destroyed death by enduring it. The Lord vanquished hell when he descended into it. The Lord put hell in turmoil, even as it tasted of his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, were placed in turmoil when he encountered you below." Hell was in turmoil having been eclipsed. Hell was in turmoil having been mocked. Hell was in turmoil having been destroyed. Hell was in turmoil having been abolished. Hell was in turmoil having been made captive. Hell grasped a corpse and met God. Hell seized earth and encountered heaven. Hell took what it saw and was overcome by what it could not see. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are cast down. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is set free. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To Christ be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.